Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate Michael Van Tol.
What you'll ever need,
right.
Just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be.
Right.
Just call his name and you see what it means.
Right.
Because he loves you unconditionally.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast. Produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thank you for getting up this Sunday morning. The Sunday morning team is here, at least one so far, but the rest will be jumping on later. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our guests this morning. Good morning to all the people in the city of Detroit, and good morning to the Sunday morning team.
Absolutely, and this morning in studio, brand ambassador, politician, actress from Bravo TV's In a Man's World, Apostle Sabrina McKenzie is here in studio. Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
So glad you're here. Looking forward to learning all about you and what you're doing and what's going on and why you're here in Detroit this week. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Michael Van Tol Show. Now, of course, we've got news and weather and commentary from the Sunday morning team, and we're going to be talking with Apostle Sabrina McKenzie also this morning. Looking forward to that. Kimberly Batchelor-Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
Yes, so glad that you're here, and what a beautiful day it is. I know we've got some changes in the weather coming up. I know you're going to talk to us about that in a few minutes, too. But it's a great day today. Well, right now. But I know we're in for some changes.
Yes,
yes. All right. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, Bravo TV star Sabrina McKenzie in studio right back after these messages.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
We'll be right back.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, I'm sure that everything is going to be all right. Nurse Nikki has joined us. Good morning, Nurse Nikki. How are you this beautiful Sunday morning?
Good morning, Michael. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Great, great, great. Sabrina McKenzie is here, Bravo TV star, politician, actress, brand ambassador. I know I left out a few things, but she's here in studio this morning. And Nurse Nikki, do you have some, later this morning, do you have some healthy tips for us you can share later?
Absolutely, yes, I do.
Great, great. All right, well, we're looking forward to that, too. All right, and of course, as I said, we've got news and weather coming up in a few minutes, but Sabrina McKenzie is here. Thank you so much for joining us in studio here in Detroit, Apostle Sabrina McKenzie. I guess let me just start at your role on Bravo. We're all familiar with Bravo, one of the top reality networks, if not the top one around. Yes, it is. And you look fabulous this morning. I wish we were.
I wish we were
video.
Right.
But I know we're going to probably be on some sort of social media this morning, but because we've got cameras going right now. Tell us a little bit about your role in. On Bravo.
So I'm on a show called In a Man's World, which is executive produced by Viola Davis, the three-time Academy Award winner. Everybody knows Viola, just an amazing actress that has broken the glass ceiling for black actors worldwide. And they called me because they were looking for women in leadership who were very successful in male-dominated industries. And so our industry would be religion. And so they asked me to be a pastor and to go undercover as a male pastor for a social experiment. And this experiment basically defined or helped us to define if there was gender bias between men and women in the area of religion. And so after over a year of going undercover, being in a extensive costume. In fact, the team, their name is Team Elsie. They made the costumes for Arnold Schwarzenegger, for Michael Jackson, several movies that you see in Hollywood. They bought the Hollywood costume designers to the New York, we flew to New York, and then we also flew to Hollywood. They did a body cast for us. They did a head.
Wow.
It was 4 hours every single day of just putting on a suit. They made a custom suit. They did hairs. They matched our hairs. They matched our eyes. We even had fake teeth.
Wow.
And then they brought in a vocal coach to teach us how to sound like a man, and they brought in a dance coach to teach us how to walk like a man. So with all of that being said, it was not just an easy experiment. Like, we literally were transformed into men. And I didn't think it would be possible because my voice is usually high-pitched.
Mm-hmm.
And my walk, if you see me, you would be like, no way. But they were incredible, and they did it. They taped my breath down, and I was transformed into this male called Mustafa.
Wow. So what did you find out? I mean, obviously, some things must have been different when you went in one day as a woman and then the next day you went in as a man. What are some of the things that you learned? And I know, wasn't it shocking to you sometimes?
It was totally shocking. The biggest thing that I've learned is that men have it easy. It's so unfair. Mm. Men have it, you know, I'm a social justice activist. And so I've always been taught, you know how we have racial profiling, there's always a disparity against the black man particularly. Mm-hmm. And so I've always had like a compassion for black males, the mm-hmm. way we're locked up and incarcerated, the disparity we have in the court system, the disparity we have in the school system, just overall. But when I became a black man and I saw the favor and the benefits that you get from just being male, forget black, just being a man, the greatest disparity was with women. I found women throw themselves at men. And
wow.
So it taught me, this is why you're single.
Wow.
And you know, either you're going to do a better job.
You hear
job.
That, guy? This is riveting. Did you hear this? Wow.
It is the truth. Sis, listen, I'm telling you, if you saw how women respond to men, then it makes sense for those that are single and have standards. Sense why we're single, because if you have 10, 12, 20 women making themselves for you, letting you do whatever you want, and then someone here telling you, you got to do this, you have to have a certain income, you have to have a job, you have to have your own house, you have to have a car, then you're going to go with what's easy.
Uh-huh.
And so men are going with what's easy. And, yeah, I found out through the social experiment that it's good to be a man.
So anybody try to hit on you?
Oh, I picked the three women. And like I said, I had the hardest time as a woman getting men. No, I'm so serious.
Wow.
And I think I'm an attractive woman. I'm relatively.
Yes, you are.
But men don't approach me as much as women approach me. So one day I went into the nail salon. I got my nails done as a woman. And they weren't okay. They were, you know, they were decent. But when I came in as a man, they were touching my chest. They were like, you can have whatever you want.
Wow.
You deserve it. Wow. Then I went to a college
Interesting.
Campus. And, you know, I'm walking around as a woman. Everybody's saying hello. But when I walked around as a man, I was picking up college students.
Mm.
And they were, I mean, it was just, I'm like, why do y'all do this for men? Like, are you serious? So I tell you, and then when I preached as a woman, people were rolling their eyes. But when I preached as a man, they were standing up, go, Bishop, do you want some chicken?
They accepted you more.
They accepted me, so you
guys,
become a man.
Wow.
Yeah,
now, and I know I wanted to start off with that because that's what you're most known for. But you ran for office. You ran for Senate in Georgia.
Yes. I ran for state Senate. I lost by 111 votes. They stole the election from me. I ran against an incumbent who was a Democrat who had been in the seat, the highest seat in the House of Representatives for 25 years. So when I ran, they was like, this little black girl is not going to go anywhere. Then, of course, I turned into this little black girl is not going anywhere to...
a threat.
Yeah, to the girl that they're afraid of.
Now you're
so
a threat.
Now they're going to call me like, do you know they were scared of you at the House? And then the newspapers, the guy resigned because, of course, I was running again, and he resigned. So the newspaper said to him, are you resigning because of the unknown that beat you? And he was like, no, I'm just retiring.
Wow.
So, you know, it just goes to show you, God is looking for ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an ambassador in the field of skincare, but I'm an ambassador for Christ first, beyond politics, beyond reality TV, beyond, modeling and skincare. I just work for Jesus.
But, you know, the bio says brand ambassador, but really you're a model for that company.
I definitely do. Actually, we have a billboard right now in New York City in Times Square.
It's just a nice name for a model.
Well,
listen, team, if she's on a billboard in New York, that's a model.
It's definitely a model.
Yeah.
You're the secretary or you're the administrator, whichever one, tomato, tomato. I'm a model. And we have a billboard right now in Times Square. So it was great to go back to New York last. I went 2 weeks ago, actually, and they launched the billboard on 42nd Street. And I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to be home, and it was good to see the billboard.
But you live in Atlanta now, though, right?
I live in Atlanta.
That's like the Mecca now.
It's the new black Hollywood.
Yeah.
We have Tyler Perry
right.
Who just
a huge studio.
And actually, he's trying to purchase BET.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So Atlanta is the place to be. But I have an affinity for Detroit, and I'm coming here next week.
Yes. Okay. And that's,
yay!
You must be looking at my notes, because now that's what I want to talk about next. You're here because of this event at the Gospel Music Cafe next week. Tell us about this event, Saturday.
I love Detroit, Michigan. I think that Detroit, and you guys know this better than me, but this is the home of, before Atlanta was Black Hollywood, you were Black Hollywood. And you had Motown, and you had the car industry, and Detroit was just the place that all the talent came from. So I thought it would be so befitting, especially because Detroit is rebuilding. You know, downtown looks totally regentrified. And that means that the economy is building. So for those of you that are small business owners, I wanted to bring a platform together where you would have the opportunity to expand, and grow your businesses. How we're going to do that? We're bringing people to the table, just like Bravo, who are at the head of the niche market. One, we have Randy Miles. You guys know her in radio. She is top tier in the gospel industry, radio for 40 years.
Yep.
She's going to be teaching how to get your brand in the media for free, how to expose your brand. So for those of you that have businesses, you don't want to miss this. Then I partnered with Chase Bank, and they are talking about, you know, some of the funding that they have available. Grants, you guys, things you don't pay back for small businesses. And then I have a team coming from Atlanta to do book publishing. So for those of you that have a book in your belly, and if you're an entrepreneur, you got a book in your belly. Heck, if you've gone through anything, you've got a book in your belly.
Yep.
So we all have books in our belly. But how do you get that vision from an idea to on paper? Well, I have a book publisher that's coming, and she's going to tell you how you can be a part of Detroit's top 20 businesses. We're doing a collaboration book, and we're looking for you to be a part of it. Then we have none other than Tax Guru from Detroit, Sarah Dutton, who is teaching you how to get the maximum refund back from your taxes. So businesses are always wondering how they can be like Donald Trump, file bankruptcy in 1 year and be a billionaire the next. And she's going to teach us some of those things we could do legally to increase your tax refund. And we also have credit repair, Airbnb. Right now, Detroit is expecting the NFL draft on next year. Well, if the NFL draft is going to be here and all that money is pouring into your city, how are you positioning yourself to be at the table? And what I've learned from being in government in Atlanta, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So it's time out for people in Detroit to be eaten up.
That's a good way to put it. You're on the menu if you're not part of it.
Detroit has been on the menu for a long time, and I think that many people, the powers that be, have locked many of the people that built this city, you know, out of the deal. So I heard about the billionaires that are rebuilding, but I want to know how many of you that are listening are a part of that building project. And so it's time out for us to just watch what's happening. It's time for us to engage. So I am appealing to you. You know, my mama used to say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. When you have talent coming to your city and pouring back into your city, it would behoove you to be there at the table.
Yes, and I just want to open it up to the Sunday morning team. Let's maybe start off with Henrietta. Henrietta, do you have a question or comment for reality, Bravo reality star Sabrina McKenzie, Apostle Sabrina McKenzie?
You know, I just have a comment. I just want to say congratulations on all everything that you're doing. You are trailblazing for women of color and women of non-color, just women in general, to have an idea and passion about dreams that they're trying to pursue, and hearing everything that you're doing, it just uplifts me this morning. You said so many things that I'm totally involved in every day. I'm also a political activist. I'm an activist for home care. A home care worker, especially Black women in that care, to stand strong in the work that they do and be proud of the work that they do in caring for other people. And then I'm advocating for other human rights issues and agendas. So that political piece really spoke to me this morning. So congratulations on everything, and well done, sister. Well done.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
And Sabrina, this is exactly what your event is about, to bring people like Henrietta to the table and to join as groups, different women's groups.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, the advocacy component, I'm a women's rights activist, and I wrote a bill in the House of Representatives in Georgia called the Equal Rights Amendment Bill. For those of you that are listening that have been politically involved in any capacity, you remember that bill. It stems all the way back from the 1970s. So it wasn't something new. It was basically giving women equal access to the law, equal rights under the voting laws, equal health care, equal housing, mm-hmm. and then more importantly, equal jobs pay. Because mm-hmm. men make 70 cents to every, well, women make 70 cents to every dollar of a man.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's white women. Black women make 60 cents and less.
So it's even less.
So we are at the bottom of the voting poll. So the Equal Rights Amendment Bill was something that was written to basically bring us to an equal, having equal access in all areas. But with that being said, for those of us, you know, who have been granted opportunities to have this knowledge, like Henrietta, like myself, it's imperative for us to give back. So I would love for those that are on the morning show to be there as we advocate for our people, because if we're not doing it for them, then literally we're going to keep getting eaten up on the menu. So it's time for
mm-hmm.
us to advocate and join forces. We're stronger together than we are divided. And what would happen mm-hmm. if Henrietta, myself, the news anchor, the health anchor, Nikki, what would happen if you have all of these powerful women and men like Mike at the table
mm-hmm.
advocating on
mm-hmm.
behalf of the community, and
yes.
then we shared those resources
yep.
with the community.
That's power.
Listen, that's what the real
mm-hmm.
power is.
That's power.
So I'm looking forward to, if you
yep.
guys have an opportunity to be there, Nikki and Henrietta, I welcome you to the table.
And Kimberly, you've got a question or comment for Apostle Sabrina McKenzie.
I do. Good morning, Sabrina. Thank you for being on the show and doing all that you do. I have two questions, actually. First question is fascinating because this conversation of dressing up as a man and behaving as a man in our world and still being treated in such a traditional way when many people claim that we aren't. What are some lessons that you learned that while behaving as a man can help women move forward in business? That's the first question. And then number two, the second question, while you were acting as a man, what lessons did you learn? Because you talked about how women would pursue you. What were some things that you took away from that would help women to be smarter about the mate that they choose? Versus how, because I think it's very important that you said, you know, men just go for what's easy. Women do have the option to be more selective and choose, because we have to think about children. We have to think about what our lifestyle is going to be like. I know I just gave you a lot, but if you could answer the two questions, that would be great.
Awesome. That was an amazing, thought-provoking question, or both of the questions. And so I want to make sure that I answer them. I'm going to start with the last one first. And
okay.
If I heard you correctly, I think you said, what did I take from how women could do a better job at selecting men?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Based on the information that I garnered
yes.
during that experience. I would say the biggest takeaway in that regard would be choose a man with vision. And I'm
mm-hmm.
still single, so listen, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But what
I don't understand why you're single.
But this is the reason, because it took me into the greatest self-reflection of my life. Because when I
mm-hmm.
saw how easy it was for men to get sex and to get relationships, it made me depressed. Because here I was taught as a church girl, you know, you should keep
mm-hmm.
your standards high, you should keep your legs closed, you should do this. And the very things
mm-hmm.
that I was taught seemed to repel men.
Mm.
And assertiveness that I have as an alpha woman is the very thing that sometimes repels the black man. So it took me into depression because I'm like, do I need to rethink this again and become loose? Do I need to become more submissive? Do I need to, or am I going to be okay with being single? After going through all of that, I learned to be okay with singleness, but I also learned, to answer your question, that the type of man that I need is not going to be interested in just having a servant and a maid. He's going to be interested in having a partner and having someone walk alongside. He's going to be interested in a builder. See, those people that they, the nannies, they usually have five of them, and you are just on rotation. But the type of man that I need, you know, he's looking for something. If they kill him or something happens to him, can you build? Can you succeed? Can you make money? Can you raise my children? Will they go to college? Will they be taught well? That's what we're looking for in the alpha world. We need visionaries, because a visionary can see through the weave. He can see through, you know, the aggression. He's not intimidated by the assertiveness. He's not intimidated by the accolades. He knows, you know, that when you're home, you're submitting to him. And submission doesn't mean a maid. It just means we submit to each other. So that was the biggest takeaway. To answer your second part of your question, which was, let me see if I want to make sure I get it right. You asked about
this would be another takeaway question. What takeaways did you learn as a man that may have surprised you that women don't do to move forward in business? Is there something particular that they do that we don't do, generally speaking?
Okay. So what I've definitely learned, I'm so glad that you asked me that, because I wrestled with that too, things that I could learn as a woman now that men like, that I could maybe do better or do differently. When I came down to it, I realized, and this is going to be so corny, but I tell you, this is going to save y'all life. I didn't realize that I was doing it by default. And it's not necessarily geared towards what men like, but I realized being my authentic self has helped me to reach the levels of height that I received. So in other words, if I changed, Bravo would have never called my phone. I didn't seek Bravo. They called me. If I changed, I would have never got a call from Big Rich Atlanta on the Style Network to be who I was there. I did Style Network. I did BT. I was the host on TBN. If I changed, I would have never been invited to all of these different circles. So even though society taught me that if you change, you would have more access to men, you can be a better doormat, I realized being my authentic self is the reason that I've been able to break the glass ceiling. So the message that I want to share with women today is, nobody can beat you, be you.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's the one right there. That's it right there.
When I looked at Tyra Banks, I remember watching an interview with her, and she said, you know what, when I was a child, I got ridiculed for having a big forehead. They always called me ugly. I was always the outcast. She said, but then when I became of age and I started modeling, people started paying me because I had a big forehead. See, what's unique about me is the reason that they call me. People like you when they're the same, but people pay you when you're different.
Wow. You know what? Let me tell you something, team. We've been talking this week, Sabrina and I, and we've done, this is not the first interview we've done, but let me tell you, the information that she is sharing this morning is so much deeper than what we covered earlier this week. Yes, in our previous conversations and interviews. This is powerful this morning. Let me go to Nurse Nikki. You've got a question or comment for Sabrina McKenzie?
Yes, good morning, Sabrina. I'm just in awe of listening to you. You're such a fascinating and phenomenal woman, and I would love to be involved with your event and participate, attend, however it goes. But I'm listening to you, and, you know, when you talk about being your authentic self and not lowering your standards or becoming mm-hmm. more of a submissive, it's our traditional role over the centuries, right? You know, but looking at men and how stressed they become, you know, from a health perspective, men are very stressed out because of their roles as providers and protectors. And how awesome would it be for them to come to the realization that women are here to partner with them, not necessarily to be submissive, but to partner with them, and that would relieve such a mental load off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought mm-hmm. to itself, you know, because for me, over the last couple of years, you know, I've had to take a deep dive and look at myself and say, you know what, I'm going to stop hiding. And I'm still working on that part. I'm going to stop hiding my flaws or what's perceived as flaws and really just show myself for who I am. I have Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disorder, and when I had my thyroid radiated, you know, I became overweight because carbohydrates don't metabolize like everybody else. And so no matter what I do, unless I'm fasting, you know, it's very hard to keep off the weight. And so I'm hiding my stomach. I'm doing my yoga. I'm doing videos. I'm feeling insecure. And I'm like, you know what? Just be yourself. You know, you have weight now. Mm-hmm. So what? You know, let your stomach mm-hmm. hang out. Let people see it. Because so many women are cutting on themselves, you know, which is not good, you know, to unnecessarily mm-hmm. cut on yourself. Disguise, you know, the fupas and the thighs and things like that. So, you know, for me, being my authentic self has been a journey, and I applaud everything that you're saying and really look forward to hearing more information from you. I just went to your page and, you know, followed you, and so I'm going to be looking through to see what you're doing.
Don't we do that now? We start Googling. We look on LinkedIn, Facebook, and everything. We do our own background and investigation nowadays, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, you know, I went to your page, Michael, and then I had to, you know, find the post that you put up a few days ago about Sabrina being your guest this week in the show. And so I went back there and I clicked on the link. So those are always helpful, you know.
Excellent.
But kudos
Excellent.
To you. And great information that you're sharing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to say to you, Nikki, specifically about the health, you brought up a dynamic point because another thing about not being yourself is that you, if you're not being your authentic self, then you're internalizing who you really are. That means you're entrapping the very big mm-hmm. spirit that you have. But what happens when you do that is it formulates into disease. It's almost like forgiveness. People are like, mm-hmm. I can't forgive that person, but forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. And when you don't mm-hmm. forgive, you internalize that, and it turns into dis-ease. Diseases.
Wow.
And so those are health
That's great. That's great.
That we create because when you're entrapped, there's a freedom trying to get outside. So now mm-hmm. it's affecting your heart. It's affecting your stomach. It's affecting your weight because you're not really who you want to be. So you're eating more. You're trying to do things to overcompensate for who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah.
Anxiety.
I mean, yeah. If I may add to that, yeah, that's absolutely my platform. You know, as a health, as an RN and a health and wellness coach, I'm looking at metaphysical anatomy very deeply, and I understand that thoughts and emotions absolutely are the precursors to any disease or injury. You know, so we have to look at what is in our mind? What are we storing? It's being trapped in our bodies, and it's manifesting as disease. You know, fear is manifesting as issues. Grief and depression is manifesting as cardiac and respiratory issues. Worrying about money as back pain. You know, I've got a book with over 600 different, you know, medical conditions and how your thoughts and emotions, once you clear those things up, those thoughts and emotions and come to a peace with it, have that forgiveness for yourself and other people, your body will begin to heal. So it's not about diet. It's about diet and exercise. It's about thoughts and emotions. And I watched my aunt die from breast cancer. And she was a naturopath. She was a vegan, all that. But she was absolutely stressed out and she held in a lot of anxiety, and she manifested this breast cancer, and it took her out at the age of, like, in her early 60s. And it was an eye-opener for me that we have to look beyond diet and exercise and really look at the thoughts and emotions and see what's driving our illnesses. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's absolutely my platform as a health and wellness coach. Thank you.
Nurse Nikki, I'm glad you brought that up, because Apostle Sabrina, it does show that that healthy living part helps you to be successful overall, too. So it's important. And what Nurse Nikki said about men and women and partners, I wanted to jump in when you said that. I have been here at my office for about almost 9 years now, and I can tell you, I wish that some of the women that have been working with me were more of a partner with me to help me to be successful instead of trying to tear me down and take. That is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And I could just imagine how much further ahead I would be successful in the community, my community work, mm-hmm. and my business if those people that I had working for me were more of a partner to build. And mm-hmm. I think in a lot of male-female relationships, there's too much pulling apart and trying to take and run, you know, and not putting mm-hmm. that investing. I want to sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Nurse Nikki, you mentioned something, and I don't want to negate it. You mentioned about what we can do in men's health and what we can do as Black women to basically have a better relationship with them and how it's impacting their health. One of the things I would definitely say is free people, free people. And so instead of really looking directly, specifically at the Black man, I think that if we become totally free, if we are totally authentic, if we understand the plight of the Black man in society, you know that they have certain things harder. You know that there's a disparity in the school system from the school to prison pipeline. You know that there's a disparity in the court system. You understand these things. Then when we're free and we come to the table, we are more available to help them unpack those things. So now to Mike's point about a partner or someone to work with, what I find that Black men always, I would say 80% of the time, when you have alpha women come to the table, they become competitors. Mm-hmm. And I know all of you that are on the live have experienced this. You with somebody and you're thinking, this is my partner, and you're sleeping with the ops. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to shrink you, they're trying to hide you, they're mm-hmm. trying to control you.
Yes, it's battle going on. Yeah.
Want to know you got a house, you got a car, they want to move in with you. I'm trying to, you
got a things have changed. Things have changed.
I'm like, you know, this is too much. And so you become.
And now he's trying to take from you.
He's trying to take from you. Yeah. So yeah. Right. Collaboration yep. over yep. competition. You know, we really have to get to a place. That's why it's important to be with a visionary.
Yeah.
Because it's
exactly.
an alpha woman and a beta man. Is very, very
doesn't mix.
Difficult. It's mm-hmm. very
they don't mix.
They are not only going to take, they're going to be entitled, and they're going to try to shrink you. So I don't mind helping
right.
you build, but I'm not your mama. I'm not a build-a-bear project.
All right, now.
There we go.
Look, when the guys are listening, don't blame me, okay? Don't talk about me. This is just how the conversation went, okay? But I do want to thank one person. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Kimberly?
Oh, no, I was listening to me. I was saying she speaks facts. She's speaking straight facts. Like,
oh, that's right.
My
yep. Reality. No wonder she's on Bravo Reality. She's talking.
That's right.
I want to thank one person, Minister Randall Smith. I tell you, Minister Smith, good morning, sir. How are you? He is on the line, but I know he just was grieving over the death of his adopted son yesterday. So
yeah.
just wanted to let you paint a picture to see what's been going on this week. But Minister Smith did connect me with Apostle Sabrina McKenzie. He was over at the Gospel Music Cafe for something else, for one of his projects, when he ran into the owner and Sabrina and connected us. So, Mr. Smith, thank you. I'm not sure if you I see your phone. It is connected, and I don't know if he's right there with his phone to catch me, right now. Oh, there you go. All right. Yes. Thank you, Minister Smith, for connecting me with Apostle Sabrina McKenzie.
Listen, I love all of you all, and I want you all to have a great Sunday. Sabrina, I love you, my sister. Appreciate you. I want to send one big shout-out to the greatest church on the side of heaven. That's my big brother, Pastor Cato Hart, and that wonderful lady, just Mary Hart. Those are two of the greatest people on the side of heaven, so don't y'all get it twisted. That's my big brother. But anyway, so I want you all Sunday morning. You all know it's going to be best. Look forward to seeing y'all this week.
All right.
Great. And Minister Smith, you do have a service coming up in May, on May Saturday, May 18th, right?
May 13th.
May 13th. I'm sorry. May 13th here at Northwestern and Evergreen in Center for Love for Christ, 11 a.m. Saturday, May 13th. Okay, just wanted to put that out there. Great. All right, Mr. Smith, thank you. I know you're on your way to church, and again, sorry for the loss of your son.
Listen,
and I know you did the eulogy yesterday. Our prayers are with you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
We send you our condolences and prayers.
All right, love you
all. Love you, too.
All right. Okay, I know we went a little bit over our segment, but, I mean, come on now. It's Apostle Sabrina McKenzie, yes, and yes, she did. It. She went there.
Absolutely.
It's lit. She lit it up.
It's lit. It's lit.
Yes,
she did. Yes, she
but
did.
I hope you can stick around for a few minutes on the show, okay, but thank you so much for being here this morning. And, again, your event is coming up next Saturday. It's called the Forbes Circle.
Forbes Circle at the Gospel Music Cafe at noon. So you can follow me on all social media platforms to get tickets. It's the Forbes Circle. We are going to have education, information, and inspiration for your diet. You will not leave eaten up. You're going to be full, and you're going to be able to take that information and really expand your businesses. So if you're a business owner, aspiring business owner, if you have an idea, if you have a brand, which we all have a brand because you are your brand, let us bring these experts and gurus to the table so that you can see how to take your business to the next level, okay? It's really inexpensive. It's only $20 for a ticket, and you can find tickets on all my social media platforms. I'd love to meet you guys, connect with you, and really just share some of the information that God has given me in all these different reality shows, television shows. But behind the scenes, even I want to say this before we segue. I remember I am a dancing preacher by trade. What does that mean? I'm a glorified praise dancer. That's all it means. And I've been doing praise dance for maybe 20 years now. And I remember one year the Atlanta Gospel Concert called me, and they were like, we want you to do our segment called the Dream Center at the Dome. And I was like, well, I'm booked in Texas. And they was like, well, we have somebody that's booked in Texas, and he's going to fly back to Atlanta. Guess who that person was? It was Tyler Perry. So they Tyler's jet.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tyler flew me to Texas. He did his event, I did my event, and then we flew back to Atlanta together. I said all of that to say, you know, you never know when you're operating in your authentic self, in your highest level or highest capacity of your gift, the different places that God will take you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have people come to your gift, it's not by coincidence. It's all by divine providence. And so don't take this weekend in Detroit lightly. God has sent someone here, like a Moses, to help set you free. And it's not that you don't already have it in you, but you may not have the access. Tyler Perry gave me access, because had I not been on his jet, I wouldn't have been able to fly back. Somebody right now is going to transport Saturday from one place of your vision to the next place of your vision.
All
and
right.
you need to determine to be there.
Wow. Wow.
That's
and she dropped the mic. Dropped the mic. Wow. I'm going to make sure, guys, and we're going to make sure and do some pitches, because I cannot explain how fabulous this diva is here this morning. I tell you, I can't wait till we're back in studio. We're going to have to work on that this year. We got to do that this year because we're missing out on our guests, and we've been having in-studio guests all year this year, and, you know, we're looking forward to – we've got some things scheduled to coming up. But thank you again. And she's going to be here in studio. She's going to be listening to you guys on the show. When we come back, we've got news and weather after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to
Good morning. In the news today, Walmart, the country's largest retailer, announces plans this week to close 4 of its 8 stores in Chicago. Walmart says they made the decision due to growing financial losses. However, 3 of the 4 stores happen to be in predominantly Black and low-income neighborhoods. The closures came with little to no warning. The impact will be immediately felt by seniors who will have to travel that do not have reliable transportation for groceries and medications. Walmart says those stores were losing tens of millions of dollars a year, and the losses doubled in the past 5 years. Walmart made $20.6 billion last year in profits. The Detroit Police Department announced Saturday that it will be enforcing a citywide weekend curfew for minors, according to a tweet yesterday. The curfew will go from Friday to Sunday for minors age 15 and under until 6 a.m. and 16 to 17-year-olds from 11 to 6 a.m. Any violators will be detained. This weekend, so far, four people were shot, one person killed early Saturday morning. There are other unverified reports of violence and fights downtown so far this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the news reports, but it was very emotional watching it, because it was, you know, downtown Detroit is on a rebound. I just went to a brand new restaurant that opened, two restaurants recently opened. Sahara just opened down near by the Fox and the Fillmore. And I went to JoJo's, I guess it's JoJo's Shake Shack or something like that. I had a great burger and fries. The Huntington Bank just opened up their new building. The Hudson Tower is going up. I think it's going to be just under the height of the Rensen. And, you know, people are investing in this city. And for this weekend, for those young people to run up and down fighting and shooting and killing people, I even heard that a second person had died this weekend downtown. But, you know, we don't – it's like we're going backward. We don't need this kind of activity when we're making so much progress. I was walking – I went to the Tigers game Friday night, and as we were walking down, we took the Q line, we were walking downtown,
and it was so many people, and it reminded me of Chicago. And I'm like, yes, this is what Detroit needs to do to get back on track. And and here we go again with all the shooting. And why come downtown to do that in the first place? You know,
right? Because you don't have any place else to go.
Yeah.
And just do it anyway? Why do it at all?
Right.
That's the question with me.
I agree.
I grew up in a town where
it's happening downtown.
Yeah, it is happening everywhere. Michael, you said something about the people being down there and moving about and enjoying themselves, and that's the time I grew up in. I remember being able to go downtown and jump on the Lynnwood bus, me and my friends, and we would just go down there and just have fun. We were respectable. We knew as children our places. Let me say that. I enjoyed growing up and being able to enjoy the downtown Detroit. That's when Hudson's was up and everything was booming. You can go down there and shop, and at Christmas time it'd be dark and snowy, but people down there moving about their business and acting accordingly. I don't know where this new age violence comes from. It's saying something, and
it goes back to I had a conversation with a couple people this week, and it's like the shootings, the mass shootings, the violence that like occurred in Detroit this weekend. Mm-hmm. People are not responding to conflict resolution. They don't know. They get into an argument, and I heard, and I can't remember what the reason was, but one of the people were killed. It was a very, it was a trivial reason.
Somebody cut in front of somebody in line?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, that's what it was.
Wow. There was a
and to go and to get a gun to shoot somebody because of that, that's mental illness. That's mental illness.
It is.
And this country needs to make a shooting. It's a national emergency.
It's a national emergency. It's a mental illness thing.
It is. There was a shooting around the corner from my house. This hit the news. My girlfriend called me and said, "Are you okay?" I had a busy day, a lot of different events, had come home, sat down, talked to my kids, talked to my husband, and I went to bed. I was tired. There was a shooting around the corner from my house because a pizza delivery person delivered a pizza to the wrong house. And someone decided to shoot. And the Detroit police, you can Google it, the Detroit police, because of the shot spotter technology, were able to detect the shots were fired. And then people started calling 911. They ended up sending SWAT because they thought they had a barricaded gunman because they had 11 people in the house with a cache of guns.
Wow.
It is epidemic proportions, and we don't want to talk about it. And I wasn't trying to trivialize what you were saying, but it is a multifaceted issue. One, young people don't have anywhere to go. We don't appreciate young people. Two, young people don't know how to act. Let's call a thing a thing. And you're right, Henrietta. When we were kids, we knew how to act. We knew that we didn't cuss in front of adult people. We didn't act foolish. We didn't do any of that. Young people don't do that anymore. Number three, you do have a lot of investment, but where is that investment going? That investment is only going downtown. That investment has not hit the neighborhood. And let me tell
that
you,
that is true. It's so expensive downtown right now.
It's extremely expensive.
A buddy and I went to the game, and we just got two sausages things with pepper onions. Two drinks, peanuts, $36.
$36.
That's why I carry my big purse because of security. And that doesn't even add
like parking costs. You know, and things like that. It's very expensive. So we got to, we do have to find stuff for them to do. But, yes, it should be a national emergency. There should be in every classroom in every school, the first hour each morning should be something about, and I talked to Nurse Nikki about it too, because it's a mental health issue. It should be dedicated discussion, therapy, whatever, on how to handle situations, how to handle conflicts, how to bring the level down and not to make things so, you know, dangerous. Tone it down.
You know what,
things
I'm wondering,
like,
do they still have counselors in school? Like when I grew up,
I remember I had counselors.
With junior high school, we had counselors on site. So if you had a problem or you were feeling some kind of way, you had a counselor you can go talk to. And that counselor and you bonded and you were able to get through your school.
They need more counselors.
Okay, being okay. But
they do need more counselors.
They need a whole lot more now. I mean, we might have had two or three in the whole school.
So many more different issues.
But the issue just has to be.
That you had today.
Yeah, the issue just has to be taken more seriously, and it has to be a national emergency, and they've got to put money into it.
Yeah.
They got it, and nothing's happening. Anyway, I know we've got other things to cover. Let's go to weather right now, and then I want to hear from the Sunday morning team. So, Kimberly, what's going on? It looks like some clouds. I'm looking out from the studio here.
Okay, so guys, I need you to hold tight because I'm gonna give you a little. I'm gonna give you some good news. I'm gonna give you a little bad news, and then I'm gonna give you.
Okay,
some more
Kimberly.
News. So just stay with me. I'm just saying, don't shoot me. It is currently 67 degrees. It feels wonderful outside. Yes, there are some clouds coming in. Expect PM thunderstorms today with a high of and a low of 40. Uh-oh. Tomorrow, we're gonna get a little bit of a rain snow mix. Yes, I said rain and snow. It will be a high of only 43 degrees and a low of 33. On Tuesday, we rebound. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 50 and a low of 35. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 60 and a low of 50. On Thursday, scattered showers with a high of 70 and a low of 54. On Friday, there we go. On Friday, expect rain with a high of 65 and a low of 42. And on Saturday, expect scattered showers with a high of 54 and a low of 38, and that's the weather.
Okay, so the last week was excellent. We still got to shake winter off completely, but I know this is just temporary, and we're going to get back to
absolutely
the 80s and 90s. So we're not going to beat you up. You're just the messenger,
okay,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to sit back and listen to you guys. Henrietta, let's just go down the list. What do you got for us today?
So I am just wanting to kind of let everyone know I am doing so many, 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 many things. I'm kicking off my start with Meet Your Precinct Delegate. That's going off in June. Then I'm going to have a coffee hour to meet your representatives, and that's going to happen hopefully sometime in May. I just got to confirm the place and make sure I contact all of our representatives for our district. Also, on April 27th, I am going to be a part of a panel of international speakers. We're going to be talking about crisis in our country, and I'm one of the panelists talking about the healthcare crisis for caregivers. And I will be a part of that dynamic panel. And other than that, I will keep everybody informed. I got some business ventures going off and setting up some things that's going to be happening in June. I have a new podcast. Well, I have three new podcasts, but I have one particularly called Couch Conversation. And that is going to be a dynamic podcast. And when I tell you guys, some of the topics are going to blow your mind, and the conversations there are going to be raw in detail and the truth. So be on the lookout for Couch Conversations coming up in June. Other than that, I'm just doing my activist, my hustling, getting out here in the community, talking to the people, getting them on board about things that that could change our communities and move us in the right direction in 2023 and beyond. So that's what I got going on.
Great. That's interesting. And we can't wait to listen to that, to be a part of that conversation. Thanks, Henrietta. Kimberly?
Okay, so I have a feel-good story, and it's so funny that Nurse Nikki and our special guest both talked about having positive thoughts. Feeling happy about getting older can reverse a common type of memory loss, according to a new study from Yale. Older people with mild cognitive impairment were 30% more likely to regain normal cognition if they were upbeat versus those who were down and out about aging. Moreover, a cheerful approach to the silver years allowed participants to recover their cognition up to 2 years earlier than others. The Yale School of Public Health study is reported to be the first of its kind to link a cultural factor, a positive attitude towards aging, to MCI recovery. The research was based on 1,716 participants over age 65. Those who started the study with normal cognition and a happy attitude toward aging were less likely to develop MCI over the next 12 years than those in the negative thinking group, regardless of physical health or the age they joined the cohort. Professor Becca Levy, lead author of the study, said, "Most people assume there is no recovery from M who have it do recover. Little is known about why some recover while others don't." So again, it is our thoughts. The Bible talks about this. We have heard from our Apostle Sabrina McKenzie, who was on today, and she talked about positive thinking. Nurse Nikki talked about positive thinking. Positive thinking is what will help keep you. That and along with prayer.
Great. I heard that too. I heard that one,
yeah.
That survey,
yeah.
About, you know, embracing
mm-hmm.
age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I always
mm-hmm.
thought it was, you know, something that I don't want to rush aging, but
right,
you know you're getting old every day, you know, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about how you think about yourself too, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I always say mm-hmm. the only time I'm going to be in a nursing home is to help the old people, you know, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Missionary Humphrey's like that. You know, I don't even,
yes.
The only time I can think of her in a nursing home or assisted living center or a senior living center is if she's there to help
mm-hmm.
the other people, and she's 95.
Exactly.
And I can see her, and she does that.
I love
she
that.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
95
mm-hmm.
years old, my mm-hmm. radio co-host,
exactly.
Missionary Hattie Humphrey, she would be, you should see the expression on Sabrina's face right now. Missionary Humphrey will be in a senior assisted living center, the old people in there, and she's 95.
Yep, yep.
She's still driving,
she's 95.
Still
she
walks around, dances without
young.
Without a cane
yes.
or walker.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Just,
and heels. Yes. In heels.
And heels.
Heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yep.
right. Yes.
The ultimate
yes.
church
yes.
lady,
95.
I tell you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She don't
yeah.
move slow. She's not, she doesn't move slow. She moves with speed.
You
yeah.
know, when I
yeah,
first
you know,
met
you
her, and
you,
we, you know, I was working at the bank at the time, and she would be up early on a Sunday morning. I tried to hang with her for about a year or so doing that, and after a while, I just had to let her know, I can't keep up with you. I think I must have been around 30 years old, and I had to tell
uh-huh.
Missionary Humphrey, I can't keep up with you. She would go to church like 8 in the morning, and she'll go to 11 o'clock service, and then she'll go to a banquet in the afternoon. Then she'll go to a Sunday night prayer service. Then she'll go to other stuff during the week. And I hung in with her for a while, you know, I think a good 2 years until I had to throw in the
mm-hmm.
towel. And I was like, I can't keep up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's still doing that now. We went out
yeah.
For breakfast the other day. And then I found out she had been out for breakfast with a few other people that week at different days. And I'm like, how do you do this? I don't
you know,
understand.
That's the
but
key.
But God, right?
That's the key.
That's
how
doing
key
what
to you
you're
driving.
Yeah. Because of you, it's moving around. You got to be mobile. You got to
that's
move
right.
your body.
Right.
And mention
mm-hmm.
something about aging. I mean, I think at a point in life that I've experienced just the thought of becoming an older woman. And I agree with Kimberly. It's meant, you have to have a strong mentality. You have to, and Nurse Nikki said it too, you have to be able to be okay with the process. And that's what
right.
I think gets us through everything in life is being okay with the process, because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what yep. we think is, so our body feel it, which is, you know, going to get either return one or two things. You're going to either be healthy or you're going to be sick. And that all starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have known people like my grandmother before she passed. She had cancer twice, but she didn't feed into it. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. she did not feed into it. She would just, okay, I got this stomach cancer. They're going to remove it. And she would keep it moving. I'm like, what? And it was up in 2 weeks after having that surgery. She later in years developed breast cancer, had the breast removed. She's like, okay, I got to have a breast removed. Big deal. Kept it moving. My grandmother died from congestive heart failure, not cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And with the fact that
right.
she was able to survive both of those without a pity within herself, she just said, hey, it happened. Move on. I got stuff to do. And her mind was so always on positivity, always, always, always on something positive.
Well, yep,
and
it makes it makes it.
Starts.
Yep, it makes a big difference too. All right, I'm going to let Nurse Nikki have the last word here. I was going to say Dr. Sabrina. I'm making you doctor now. Apostle Sabrina. She's headed off to church. I am too. So we're just going to try to wrap it up. Nurse Nikki, it's on you.
It's on me. Okay, just a couple of things.
I miss you here in the studio. You're normally here in the studio, but I'm glad you were able to call in this morning. Gotten used to you being here in the studio.
Yeah, I caught myself hanging out last night. I went to an R&B concert. I don't get
Which concert?
It was an R&B concert at Little Caesars Arena, so. I don't get out much, but I had a good time.
It's not normal when a member of the Sunday morning team talks about what they did on Saturday night. We'll just skip by that, but I did hear that. So you were hanging out. Anyway, let's move forward.
Okay,
gossip.
With that being said, though, you know, with us having been in the COVID pandemic and the COVID environment, and those are risky events, right, being in a crowded place with people breathing all over you, right? And so the COVID mask mandate is ending at most of the major, if not all of the major health systems here in Michigan, I'm sure across the country. So a notice was put out on, I think last Thursday I read it, that effective immediately for some and effective last Friday and effective this upcoming Monday, that masking will be optional for patients and for people entering, for workers and for people entering into the hospitals and health systems. And so look forward to that. It's a happy place for a lot of people, and for some people it's still rather scary, but COVID has entered a space where it's presenting more of a cold and more of a just disruption in your life as opposed to a major killer as it had been in the past. So that's just something we need to be informed about. And then something we briefly mentioned last week, that, you know, there's multiple people that are being taken off the Medicaid rolls upcoming because people were approved for Medicaid. And believe it or not, Medicaid is the major payer in the city of Detroit. You know, I work for a hospital, DMC. I work for a local federally qualified health center. And the major payer is Medicaid. And so with a lot of people at risk of being cut off, as one, they were approved because of the pandemic. And two, just reach out to people that you know and spread the word, because they'll be cut off if they don't have their information up to date and they won't get the notices that they need to receive that it's time for their review. There's been no annual reviews for the past 3 years that help people qualify for Medicaid. And so if they don't get that notice, they may be automatically cut off if they don't respond to it. So they have to update their address and phone numbers with the Department of Health and Human Services to make sure they get those notices so that they don't get cut off. You know, with that being said, you know, health and health insurance and medicine is only about 10 to 20% of your health. So we have to pay attention to the other aspects of health, but we haven't been taught and educated about that as far as what we talked about today, the positive thinking and other areas, just areas, emotional, spiritual, physical, occupational, financial, et cetera. There's many other areas of health that we have to pay attention to. But because we haven't been trained, because we don't know it, people heavily depend on hospitals and medicine. So this is a big risk for people that are going to be cut off just because they didn't get the notice because their information isn't updated. That is the majority of what I wanted to talk about. We talked about mental health a bit, and I came across a posting online today where someone posted there's a mental health line that you can call, just like 211 and 311.
Yeah.
It's 988. Yeah, so I hadn't heard that before, but anybody having mental health issues, need to talk, whatever the case, they can call 988. And so
great.
That's a quick number opposed to the 1-800 numbers that we've been exposed to, like if you're suicidal and things
yeah.
like that, or health crisis.
And,
so 988.
And it is emergency, and 988 does, it is quicker, it's more, it's memorable. And but Nurse Nikki, thanks. Thanks for sharing that with us. And I know you've been on that Medicare issue now,
Medicaid.
And I know you've been. I'm sorry.
Medicaid.
Medicaid, and I know you've on social media too. I've been looking at some of your posts. So thank you for sharing that. Very valuable, very important. Sunday morning team, for jumping on the line this morning, to our special in-studio guest, Sabrina McKenzie, Bravo TV reality star. Thank you so much, Apostle Sabrina, for being on the show today.
You're more than welcome. I tell you, I so enjoy being here. You guys sound better than the Steve Harvey show. Got it going on. I just want to hear a whole deal.
Well, thank you.
I want to get a deal and a studio. And everything that comes with it, I'm impressed with the level of excellence that you guys would, you know, do it at this level. What would you do with a huge budget?
Amen. You talking now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We receive it.
But thank
exactly.
you, and then we'll see you Saturday at the Gospel Music Cafe.
I'll see you Saturday at the Gospel Music Cafe. I wanted to say this thing in closing to you. When you're born, you look like your parents. But when you die, you look like your decision. Right now, you're listening
oh, wow.
to some of the greatest minds that are doing this without, you know, a major endorsement. You are going to be like the decisions you make. And everything that you have today, the money that's in the bank, the place that you live, it's all because you decided to be there. So, you know,
oh.
early on, you basically were there because of your parents. But now you're there because of your mind. The other thing, God told me this morning, and I want to share it with you. It was so profound and yet so simple. He said the wisest people are in the world are babies and elderly. And I am a chaplain by trade, so you're not far off with a doctorate because I have a doctorate in social justice in school for another doctorate in chaplaincy.
Okay,
but one of the things that I've learned by being in chaplaincy is when I work with old people, they revert back to childhood. And they begin to start seeing things like they did when they were a child. They begin to call out people that are gone. They remember their mother. They remember the developmental stages that they were in when they were a baby. What am I saying? I'm saying that for those of you that are listening, God is requiring us to have the type of faith we had before we were taught how to fear. Help
Amen.
Me.
Amen. All right.
Help me.
Amen.
When you,
that's right.
They had to tell you, don't go over down them stairs. You can't fly. They had to tell you, don't touch that fire. You're going to get burnt. They had to stop you. And so you learn how to operate in fear, how to stop, how to do this. But God is requiring you to take the limits off. Go back to the place that your relationship with him didn't need a church. Help me,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Go back so tight.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Learn. Learn so that you can take the limitations off. And then lastly, in closing, when you're going around now, and I know that being in different genres, this has happened to me. I know it's happened to all of you. The world fears what they don't understand, and they will constantly put barriers and limitations on you because they fear your uniqueness. But I want to tell you, never shrink who you are to make other people feel better about themselves. God
wow.
bless you all.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Like
amen.
That was
for me.
See you on Saturday,
yes.
April 22nd.
That was for me.
Drop the mic moment, guys, this morning.
That's
here
the one.
On the show.
That is the one.
But God bless you all. Have a great Sunday today. And go out and do what God wants you to do. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day, everyone. God bless.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head.